You are listening to What Comfort Zone, a weekly podcast by Emily and Laura in partnership with Body Confidence HQ.
Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the What Comfort Zone podcast. I am here with Laura and we have a special guest with us today, Shirley. Shirley, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Shirley Fletcher and I am one of the coaches of Chipping Ladies Football Club. I live in Chipping and I was born in Chipping and I stayed in Chipping.
Proper local.
Yeah. I work as a TA in a local primary school in Preston and I've worked there for 34 years. I am married and I've got two boys. Both boys play football. My husband played football before he got too old. And they all, at some point, have played for Chipping Football Club.
It's like a family tradition then, is it?
My father, who is now 87 years old, is still the president of Chipping Football Club. And he won an award last year for 50 years service from the FA.
Really?
Oh,
that's amazing.
I know.
He played for Chipping. He got Chipping... started in the Clitheroe District League going back years and years. And when he stopped playing, he started being the president of the club. So as a young girl, we were always involved in the football. And at half time when my dad used to play, we used to take a basket of cups and a tea urn, and they used to have a cup of tea at half time. But those are the memories I have as a child, watching my father play football.
So you're pretty much born into football then?
Yeah. All the family, we've all been avid Man United fans. And my husband's a P&E fan, but we won't hold that against him.
Other teams are available.
Yeah. We've always followed football in some form or other. And I have never actually played football competitively because when I was younger, it wasn't really around for ladies to play football. And I always remember one holiday where we went to Huntings at Prestatting, and it was a football week, and I pretended to be a boy for the week so that I could join in the football.
Did you really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fair play.
How old have you been then?
Probably about 10 or 11, something like that. But yeah, because I wanted to play football, but it wasn't open to girls, which wouldn't be allowed today, would it? But
no, it just shows, doesn't it, how much of a change we've had.
Yeah. I got involved in coaching when I've got two boys, Jack and Ben. Stuart was managing Jack's team, and it came to Ben starting at Chipping Juniors, and myself and my friend Sharon, who also runs the ladies team with me now, we became the coaches of our son's team. So from the age of my son being four, we went into a level one coaching and we took them through to 16.
Wow. So
that's how I got involved in the coaching side of football.
What's involved in the coaching side of football? Because obviously, I guess when I think of, like I said, I know nothing about football. When I think of coaching a football team, I guess there's two aspects of it. There's a technical aspect, as in who does what when, which is the bit that I know absolutely nothing about. And then I guess there's more of the teamwork and strategic side of it in regards to motivation, working together and you know, coaching them to become an actual team. So are you involved in both aspects, or do they merge into one, or am I completely wrong?
No, they do merge into one. I mean, in the junior level, you had to go and do your level one football badge, and that gave you a coaching manual on games and things, and how to teach the children, like say attacking or defending, goalkeeping, and then you did with that as well. You had to do the safeguarding side of it and the first aid side of it. But with the adults, with the girls, I am very lucky because at the moment we've got a couple of girls in the team who have played football at a higher level. So they're helping with the technical side of it. And you need a bit of both.
Yeah.
But the girls, the group of girls we've got now, they are such good friends. They look after each other. There's no...
Sorry.
There's no falling out. They don't cut. Whereas we've played other teams and there's that falling out within the team. But our girls would never do that.
No. How did the Chipping Ladies team start then? Because I'm assuming it's not always been there.
No. The Chipping Ladies we formed in August 2018. And before that, the girls had a game against each other of the senior men's team. All the girlfriends and wives decided they'd have a match together. So they did this one Sunday, and then, like you do after the football match, we all went back to the pub and had a few beers. And one of the
where girls, the best ideas come from.
Yeah. One of the girls came up to me and said, "Shirley, you'll coach us, won't you?" And I went, "Yeah, of course I will," thinking it would only last a couple of months and they'd all get fed up with it. But no, the first training session, some of the girls had never played football before. They didn't know how to kick the ball. They didn't understand the positions. Didn't understand the lingo, like if we said like man on, they wouldn't know what that meant, or goal side or things like this. And I came home from that first training session, walked into the garage, put the equipment down, opened a bottle of beer and thought, my God, what am I doing this for?
That'd be like if you had to train me at football, I'd be completely clueless as well.
I mean, I don't understand any of those things you just said.
No. Okay, perhaps I'm the odd one out then. But from that, we have, and I think we still have, over 30 girls registered to the club.
Wow.
Starting from the age of 18 up into mid-30s. And we've just entered the Lancashire FA County Women's League, which is amazing.
That's incredible.
Wow. Yeah.
From what we started from and to what we are now. I'm not saying when we first started, everybody didn't know how to kick a ball. Mm. Some of them have played at junior level because there was the opportunity for them to do that. But some of them just didn't know the ins and outs of the game, shall we say. But now they're just a fantastic bunch of girls who get on. And my biggest thing in a match is subbing. When do I put the subs on? How do I sub? Mm. Who am I going to bring off? And they'll stand on the side going, "Shirley, I don't want to go on. You're all right. You're all right. Leave it as it is. No, all right." And that's the sort of girls they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas some teams would be saying, "When am I going on? When am I going on? When am I going on?" I don't have any of that problem.
So do you come up against any sort of diversity? If you say to people, "I coach a ladies' football team," do you get? I mean, I'm guessing in the pub,
it's not real football.
Yeah, well, you do get that, but I do think ladies' football over the last 5 years has got more TV time. It's got more, you only have to look at the likes of Alex Scott, who's doing a lot of commentary now. People like that, they're being integrated, if that's the right word, into Match of the Day and things like this, where it always used to be males, and now you're not getting that, you're getting women involved as well. I don't think you'll ever get men to admit that women's football is on a par with men's football. But
I think that's quite sad, to be
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, I think it's quite sad.
But women, it's like any sport, isn't it? If you play a man's sport, whatever it is.
Darts, let's say.
Yeah. They're always going to be
Macho.
Well, not. Are women the weaker sex at some sports? That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. We're not saying we can compete with them against each other, but we can compete in our leagues as women footballers.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, Chipping Football Club have always promoted the women's team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is great.
I see it on social media all the time. Like I saw earlier, and I was just scrolling along, that you guys had an amazing win last night.
Yeah, we won 6-1 in our opening game.
That's fantastic.
And it was a good game of football. The girls, and even I was pretty nervous because it was the first of the league of this Lancashire FA League. But we went out and we absolutely smashed it.
Who were you playing against, out of interest?
We were playing Exton Villa, Open Age, and they themselves have just entered this league this year as well, so they're new to the league system.
So it should essentially be a fair game, but you absolutely whooped it. That's what we're saying. I like it.
I hope no one from Exton Villa listens to this.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong in celebrating your wins.
No?
Yeah.
And achievements. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Do you want to give the goal scorers a shout out?
Two goal scorers yesterday. We had Thea Mallett, who got 4. Scored one from the corner, although it did go in off the goalkeeper, but she's claiming it. And then Emma Potter scored 2, and she scored the first one, I want to say, in under 20 seconds from the kickoff.
Wow. Yeah, good grief.
So, yeah, those were the two goal scorers yesterday.
That's amazing.
When we first set off, we didn't play on the side. We entered the recreational league down at the LFA again. The LFA are really trying to promote women's football at the moment. And we played 9v9, but the girls, we had a few friendlies at 11-a-side, and they all preferred playing 11-a-side. So this was the next step forward. And I never thought really we would get to this step where we could enter a league and compete like we are doing. So I'm very proud.
No, you should be.
Sorry, go on, Emily.
No, I was going to say, what do you think needs to be done in society to get more women interested in football?
Apart from really good-looking footballers.
Yeah, but that makes them want to watch it, not play it.
I think it needs to be started. I mean, girls can play football at junior level. But to me, it needs to be started at a school level where they can get a girls' team together and start it earlier and keep those girls interested as they go into the teenage years, where it's probably not cool for some of them to play football when they hit a teenage, you know. Mm. I do think, though, that it's becoming more... You see more women's football on television. You never used to see women's football on television. I just wish it was on normal television and not Sky, but that's football in general.
Mm-hmm. There's a few more female football role models now, aren't there? Like in TV adverts, like on social media adverts, because that's where the kids are, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That should hopefully...
Yeah.
Entice them in.
It's getting it through, like say, through social media, isn't it? Because if you're on social media and you've got a following, then the kids are going to follow.
Yeah. So how important do you think that the sense, I mean, you've already said that there are a really good bunch of girls that play at Chipping Ladies, but how important is that sense of community? Do you think that makes a difference in the strive to want to win?
I think... With Chipping Football Club, we've always taken any child or adult who wants to play football. Mm. We don't pick, we'll have you, but not you.
Mm.
Everyone who comes to Chipping Football Club has the opportunity to play football.
I like that.
And we're not, we don't pick on ability. We give everybody the opportunity to play who wants to play.
Yeah, that Laura. I just heard that me and you were going to play football.
I feel like we should.
Come and have a go.
Give it a go.
Well, my sister does it, doesn't she? And yeah, I've had videos of her prancing along like she's in a ballet class, and I feel like I'd probably be the same. But
the community spirit within the girls, and bearing in mind, I don't think there is one girl in the team who comes from Chipping.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think obviously the coach comes from Chipping, but they travel from Cochrane.
Good grief.
Walmerdale. There's a lot from Longridge, Grimsey. So it must be, for them, they must feel happy to come to this club because they're travelling. I mean, like Walmerdale, what is that? 40 minutes if the traffic's bad from there to Chipping. So they must feel, whenever they come, they must feel welcome, mustn't they? And
It'd be almost like a social thing as well, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course it would.
Yeah.
Because I remember when my sister told me that she was joining a football team. I won't lie, I laughed at first because she's very much like me. She's
a dancer and a prancer and a swinger and a shaker.
We'll go with that. But she's a girly girl and she's never ever shown any interest in football before in her life. But a couple of her friends play.
Yeah.
And they'd sort of said, come on, give it a go. And she loves it, absolutely loves it. It gets her out of the house, it's exercise, it's a social event, you know, seeing all her friends. She brought me along to one of the charity dudes, actually, up at Village Hall in Chipping.
All right.
So that was good fun, a fashion show.
Well, that's coming again in March.
Oh, we'll be there. So do you think that being part of something like that and working towards a goal, no pun intended.
I like it.
How long have you worked on that one?
I actually just came to me. But how do you think that benefits things like mental health? Like, obviously fitness levels are going to be improved, but have you seen any of your players greatly increase their confidence in more ways than one? Have you seen it have benefits outside of just on the pitch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, heck, that's a tricky one.
You must have done, because just from being part of a community spirit, it makes you do things you wouldn't normally do, even down to like planning events and things, you know, some of the fundraisers that you plan, that's something that they probably wouldn't consider doing normally.
I remember at the charity show, there was a young girl who, I think Hayley said she was the youngest player, with long blonde hair.
Emily, who scored 2 goals
yesterday. Oh, there we go. And Hayley telling me that she was an incredible footballer, but she was really shy at first when she joined. And because she was a lot younger as well. She was around...
She was 17 when she joined us. But now she's one of the most confident, I would say.
Oh, there you go.
Walked in the fashion show.
Yeah, she did.
And Hayley
was a model. Yeah.
Her mind was blown.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see that happen, so
we have this WhatsApp group, and one of the ladies, Amy Slater, puts on every Sunday who's coming to training this week, and it's ping, 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 and if someone can't come, if they're ill or whatnot, everybody goes, hope you get better soon, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all look out for each other. And I think as a group, you know, if it's like, if you hurt one, you hurt us all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it should be like when you're in a team, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they are so caring. And if you know, perhaps you do see one not the normal chatty self or whatever, they'll all go, what's wrong with such a body? What, you know, yeah. And they try and gather round and get those spirits back up.
Yeah. So it's more than just a game.
Yeah.
It is more than just
a game. Running around and training, yeah. Isn't it? It's,
yeah. It's done my mental health good.
Yeah.
As a coach. I mean, I gave up, obviously I gave up when Ben turned 16, and I missed it. And I absolutely love, like tonight I'll go home and think, right, what am I doing tomorrow at training? Mm-hmm. And how many's coming? And it gives me a purpose. And I, as you say, you get out of the house, your brain's active, you're thinking. And that's the same with my walking football on a Thursday night. Some nights I can get home on a Thursday and sit there and think, oh God, I'm doing this. And then as soon as I get there and as soon as I get in that on that pitch, it's like you get a new buzz, you get a new sense of, you know.
Releases endorphins.
Yeah, it does.
Tell us more about walking football.
Walking football.
I'm intrigued.
I got involved in walking football, again, through a friend. There was lots of male walking football teams going on, but not many women's, and they did mixed. And my friend, I was on a walk with my friend, we were walking to the White Well, and she was asking about the ladies' team, and she said her friend was walking football, and I went, walking football? So where's that happen? And then it happens at in Preston at Tulketh. It used to be Tulketh High School, Veda, that's where it is. Mm-hmm. And so she gave me the telephone number of this woman and I contacted her and she said, yeah, come along. And we're all of an older age, but a lot of them had played football at a higher level. One of them, Jo, she played for PNE, I think, in a cup final.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The friendships there is really good, because like I went, and I'm not a very confident person when I first walk into a group, and made you feel really welcome. Hi, come in, blah, 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 blah. And you get talking, and I know such body, you know such body, you know such body. And recently, one of them, Anne-Marie, she won a VIP trip to Tottenham Hotspur training ground. So she took 8 of us. And there again, I was going, I'm thinking, I don't know these ladies.
Yeah.
But what a fantastic time we had. Okay, we might have had one, two mini Guinnesses and things like that. But
not wrong with that.
But we went to Tottenham's training ground. We all got kits, we all got boots. They talked to us about the diets that all they all had. They showed us round. It was absolutely fantastic there.
That sounds awesome.
I would never have had that opportunity if I plucked up the courage to phone this number to say, can I come to your walking football?
Well done. That's all. That's what our podcast is all about, really, stepping outside your comfort zone and doing something that's against the grain.
Benefits of it as well, like you say, like, you know, just ask that question, do it. If you've got, you know, something and you're thinking, should I, just try it. You never know what's going to come from it.
Yeah. See, had you not said yes to coaching Chipping Ladies, then would there even be a team? Would there be this amazing community?
No, probably not now. Yeah. No.
Just a really, really stupid question, potentially, but I'm assuming that walking football, there's no running. It's all
no
walking.
Running. It's all walking.
Just thought I'd clarify that.
Yeah.
What happens though if the ball goes really fast? Or you're not allowed to kick it too fast? Or
well, you've got to learn to try and kick it to a person. Whereas in normal football, in running football, shall we say, you teach them to kick the ball into a space for that person to run onto to receive the ball. In walking football, you've got to try and kick it to the person rather than in a space, unless you just walk really fast. You've got to see it too. Because my girls go, walking football? What's that all about? I say, well, it's it's what you do when you get to my age of 55 and can't run after you lot anymore.
Yeah. I just like walking football would be more up my street than normal football, than running football.
So we can get you trying both. It's not a problem.
Yeah, you must come
and
in.
And you.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'm intrigued. I'd like to try it. So I found a quote earlier that I think probably works quite well with some of the stuff that we've discussed, especially with you saying how close you girls are since they've become part of a team. And it's, we are not a team because we work together. We're a team because we respect, trust and care for each other.
That's perfect. That's perfect, that.
Like I say, just listening to what you've been saying, you know, about the girls and the team, I just thought, you know what, that ties it all up really nicely, I think.
It really does. Mm. You did find another one about a goal that I really liked.
Yes, so the other one I found was, I've never scored a goal in my life without getting a pass from someone else.
Oh, that's really good, that. I like that. Yeah.
I like that one too. It's so true though, isn't it? Like, not much success in life comes from you solely on your own, does it? You need them other people to pass or push or whatever to help you get there.
Mm. Teamwork is in every single walk of life, at work, at play, playing football, everywhere. And I think you probably give people some really, really valuable lessons. Mm.
Even like your personal relationships, they're all teamwork, aren't they? It doesn't just happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you think there's anything that we can do to promote women's football for you? Apart from getting our entire gym down there? We should do a crossover, shouldn't we?
Oh, we should. We definitely need to do that. We need to
get the gym. It's a very, very, very tight-knit community at our gym as well. And it's all very much about celebrating each other's wins and
trying something new.
And like this weekend, we all walked up Scarfell Pike together and camped over, which is something, if you'd asked me even 6 months ago, if I would do something like that and spend two nights sleeping in the wild, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Anything away from you. You did do it. You smashed it.
They started calling me a hiking camper. I'm not okay with that. Yeah. Not quite there. excuse me. But maybe we should do some sort of event and get your girls down to,
that'd be good,
to see our place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can do some training with us and then can have a match. Game on.
You could do that.
BCHQ versus Chipping Ladies.
That'd be amazing.
Now, have you got 11 people?
Yeah, we'll be fine.
So we'll get 11, definitely.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Right, well, let's get the divers out.
Yeah. I'm well game for that. Can I be goalie? Because it's the only one I know.
Striker? Midfielder? Are these all people? Defender?
Are these all people?
You've got your defenders, your midfielders, your wingers, your strikers.
Pretty good at winging it, to be fair. I might be all right there. Done it for the last 29 years. It's worked okay.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's been massively outside your comfort zone coming in and meeting us. So,
yeah. And I hope you're going to edit it well.
Of course. Definitely. But no, it's been amazing to learn that we know a little bit more about football now, don't we?
Yeah, I'm intrigued to give it a try, to be fair. Never done it before, so.
Definitely. Right, we'll set a date. You can come good. Meet our girls and we'll come down to you.
We'll get it well up for that. Yeah.
So it's Twitter and Facebook, isn't it? Chipping FC's on. So search for Chipping Football Club on Facebook, Instagram as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's on all those.
Yep, and there's teams for all walks.
Yeah, starting from reception class all the way up to under 16s is the junior section, and then they're going to the under 18s, and then it's adult football. We have two male teams. They've got a reserve team this year, which is the first time ever. And then they've got the best team of the lot, the Chipping Ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't need to pretend to be a boy to join.
No! But nowadays.
Well, thank you so much again. No, thank you for asking me. It's been wonderful, and we'll have you back someday to talk about walking football and yes. Talk about how
we get on.
Yeah, how good we are at football.
How we fare.
So Emily, do we say bye on a podcast?
Yeah, of course we do.
Bye.
It's important to say that this podcast is just our thoughts, feelings and opinions from our own personal experiences. We're not certified mental health coaches and we haven't had any training. However, if you feel that you're in a place where this podcast isn't helping and you need some more help, please do reach out to a certified body or a coach or a therapist to get you some extra help.
Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified when we launch a new episode. You can get in touch with us at What Comfort Zone Podcast or at Body Confidence HQ.